Okay, so we'll pick up from the from last week. Let's review a little bit of last week and then jump into a couple of the things practically now. So in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Tes Sif Tes, right? So we learned as follows, that a ger sheniskar v'ishto imo, that you have a convert who converted with his wife, with him, implying that they were both married before and they're going to be both married after. So tzrichim lifrosh zemi ze gimel chadash, and they have to separate for 3 months. To distinguish and separate between any children they may have got that they may have conceived when not Jewish versus those that were conceived when they are Jewish. So that is the simple halacha of that's known as havchana, right? That we have to separate for 3 months in order to make sure we know where this child is coming from. Now, this is not the only time where we have havchana. It's also required for a woman who gets divorced, that she's also has to wait 3 months before, or we have to wait 3 months before a woman does yibum to make sure she's not pregnant from the previous husband. I mean, every time a woman is switching from husband to husband, so to speak, she needs to wait 3 months in order, to know when where the baby is coming from. Okay, so if we look in the Dugal Meravava on the side, as we did last week, it said that if she is older. With implication being that she's not capable of having children anymore. So it says the Dugma Vara ain't Sracha Hafrasha, that she doesn't require Hafrasha. She doesn't require this separation. As we see in Choshen Mishpat, the Chalkas Mechokek in Evin Ezer, Nistapik Bezez, and Shur, Hainu Beniskairi Hi Venises Acher Kach LaAcher. That's where she converted and married somebody else. Uvaze Yesh Lomar Shadino Kamoki Yisrael. And then we would, that's his question, is, that's where she got married to somebody else. There we would say Shadino Kamobi Yisrael, that she would be like a Jew, and we need to wait the 3 months. Aval Beniskayru Shenehem, but if they both converted, Vinisharim Yachad, Delo Mishkachas Kiyotze Bevi Yisrael, Ein Tzara Chafrasha. Right. That. But if they separated, they were together and then got married together, such that neither of them would be found in the Jewish people beforehand, so they would not require hafrasha at that point. It sounds like the Dugma Ravava is actually saying two things, right? He's saying that A, that you know that there that where the baby would come from, and B, that you would, meaning you know that there wouldn't be a baby, and B, that because you're marrying the same person, that somehow makes it more mekel. Okay, so that is what the Dugma Ravava said. Now, how did he make that distinction? Especially because the Gemara says in the context of a divorce that even if Eliyahu Navi would come and declare that she's not pregnant, you for sure would have to wait. So there we looked at the Minchas Chinuch, and then we also looked at a piece in Eretz HaTzvi, which is further on along in those source sheets, where he explains that there are different rules from one another. That when it comes to the idea of a divorcee, that's a din durabanan, that we, in order to ensure that they are separated from one another, we know where the child came from. As opposed to this halacha, this is actually a din doraisa, Rav Shechter suggests, based on this minchas chinuch, based on minchas chinuch, that's a din doraisa because and a fulfillment of the term v'kidashto, that we have a responsibility to figure out what sanctity people have. So Rav Shechter then says, so when it is, because it is a din doraisa, that actually opens the door for kulas, that opens the door for leniencies. Because that was made, it could be that doraisa was made, we have to know the distinction, who's Jewish and who's not, or where the seed comes from, etc. But if we have another way of ascertaining that, so then maybe that would be sufficient to fulfill that rule from the Torah. However, in the In the case of a din derabanan, so din derabanan is established as a lo plug. It's established as a we're not going to make any distinctions between where we know and where we don't know. So it ends up being that we perhaps have the right to be more makil when it comes to the hilchos gerus than we do in the realm of hilchos gittin. which is a helpful thing. So we pointed out last week that the 3-month wait in Hilchos Gittin does come up, even in scenarios, you know, even in sort of normal, you know, normally people aren't bouncing, getting divorced and getting married right away within 3 months, but it does come up if there is a questionable get from the first marriage. That is, that I've, had some experience with, and there is another shaila about whether one would have to wait 3 months before getting married if there is sort of a get being given l'chumra. So that is another we'll save that for when we get up to the Eben Ha'ezer Chaburas. Okay, but there is at least some room based on this Dagu Meravava. There's already some room to say that maybe we have the right to be Mekil under some circumstances if we can, in the realm of Geirus, when we can ascertain that she's not actually pregnant. Okay, so the Dagu Meravava's case was only that we know she's not pregnant because she's too old to be pregnant. So that's the Dagu Meravava's case. Can you then extend it to other scenarios where we know that she's not pregnant? So Rav Moshe, if you continue on those sources, the 9th page, there is 10 pages there. So the 9th page, is, right, it says page Shin Yud Tes on the top. So we're at the very end, the last paragraph of Simen Kuf Nun Ches, meaning you see Simen Kuf Nun Tes starts on that page. So Simen Kuf Nun Ches, the very last paragraph, is what we're talking about. Now, we actually covered most of the tshuva of Kuf Nun Ches. That had to do with whether a... whether the mila of a child that is being converted, whether that has to be done in front of Beis Din or not. The Rav Moshe seemed to perhaps suggest not. So at the very end, there's a couple of other, and by the way, that was the tshuva that was written to Rav Nechemya Kohn, the Av Beis Din in Toledo, who was Rav Moshe's, brother-in-law, who brought him to this, who had a lot of responsibility in bringing him to this country. So at the very end of that tshuva, Rav Moshe throws in, he says, by the way, uvedavar hakidushin v'chupa mikevan shehim uveres, that the scenario of that case was that the woman is pregnant. He says, by the way, so now they're going to convert, she's pregnant, so maybe she doesn't have to wait the 3 months. So, v'davar hakidushin v'chupa mikevan shehim uveres mimenu, that she's already pregnant from that guy, mistaber she'ein tzarech lahamtin gimel chadashim, that it's mistaber to say that she doesn't have to wait 3 months. La dagul mirvava, according to the dagul mirvava, du muveres od adifa mizakena. He says because a woman who is pregnant is even better than a zakena, meaning a zakena, a woman who's older, so it could have, I mean, whatever. It's more likely that an older woman get pregnant than a pregnant woman get pregnant again. So he says that it's even a better scenario. So we know exactly where this child is coming from. It's coming from the previous, you know, from when they weren't Jewish, and we know, so therefore we don't have to wait. He says, and furthermore, here they were already married together. It's no worse than the Gershon Iskayer v'Ishto, that we also don't find amongst Israel, meaning we're not going to, we'll know where the child is coming from, which is the other reason that the Dagul Meravava gave. So, So that's tshuva number one, right? So tshuva number one is this, right? So Moshe steps in and he says, yeah, we'll extend it even to a case where the woman is pregnant and we'll know that we don't have to worry about where the kedushin, where the baby is coming from. So that solves some of the problems that are out there. Now, perhaps would we go even further? So that's where we go to the bottom tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe then says, okay, what about a different scenario? What about a scenario where a woman has her period in the middle? So could we then turn around then and say, oh, well, that's another way of ascertaining and knowing for sure that that she's not pregnant. Perhaps we could even rely on that. So if we look at the right in the right column there, so he raises that question, and then in the other line part says Hanachon Lefia Nias Daisi. It seems correct according to me. Pull up this. Right, so he says Hanachon Lefia Nias Daisi Sheish LaHakel, that we have the right to be Mekel there also. Mishum Devadai Gam Apirsa Nida Bizmanenu, that nowadays a woman who became a Nida Mashetzricha LaHantin Gimel Chadashim Humitam LoPlug. Right? The fact that she would have to wait, the only reason to say that she would have to wait, would be because of a reasoning of lo plug. lo plug, meaning that we're not going to distinguish between cases. 3 months is 3 months, and that's it. So he says, why? The afshir zman ha gemara haya matzui shetira nida achahukar uvra. That the gemara, Rav Moshe says, the gemara, I'm kind of coming across these cases, right? The gemara does have cases where a woman seems, where the gemara is describing that a woman continues to be a nida even while she is pregnant. There's a little bit, there's a machlokas in the gemara about continuing her, discussion in the Gemara about her continuing her vestos into the period that she's already considered pregnant. So the Gemara seems to be assuming that there is a possibility of her, of being a nida while pregnant. So as we see in the Gemara in Nida, umiyat hayiroos kol zman ha'ibur, and right there, and there are some people who see the entire time that they're pregnant. That's where Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara required a woman wait through three cycles in order to ensure that she no longer has to worry about her status. Vahaisa pirsa nida sricha medina lahamtin hagimel chadashim mishum da dayin haya suffix shemahimu veras mirishon. Right, and that's where in that case, if she, even though she had her period, she would have to wait 3 months because there would still be a question. Maybe that child came from the first month or for the first husband or the second husband. Mikomakum bizmanenu. But nowadays, shenishtanu hatvayim, Moshe throws in that the nature has changed. Either means the nature has changed or it just means our recognition of the nature has changed. Shepusekes miliros tekef kishenisavra, that she stops seeing blood as soon as she becomes pregnant. V'cheshepirsa nida yodin she'ena muveris. And if she becomes a nida, so then we would know that she's not pregnant. He suggests that. So Vulai, look at the bottom line there. Vulai Hayabizmenu Kane Shahaya Mut Hamatsu Duros Afmuveris, that there are perhaps those that do see blood when they're pregnant. Vabachlu Khashash Lahamiut, and the Bach wasn't concerned for that. Avalbizmenu, the Bach wasn't concerned for Miut, I mean there are older women that sometimes get pregnant too. Avalbizmanenu, Av Achasmi Elef Lo Nimsa Shitira Tam Kemosha Shofas Beis Haveses, Dafamir Sharos, who rak mashahu, shemotsus summim kashabotki. He says, but nowadays, not even 1 in 1,000 women will have a normal period while they are pregnant. It's true, some might see a little bit of dam, some might see a little bit of a stain here or there, but they're not going to see what they regularly see. So there you go. So if she does have her regular period, that should be enough. So what is Rav Moshe Paskin on that? So if we go now about 7 lines down, he says, V'lachin bizmanenu hu vaday barur laharoa dam b'shefa kamusha darka b'shas vesta she'enu muveres. Right? So she knows that she's not pregnant. Ach mikol makom tzricha lahantin gimel chadashim yishim lo plug. But she should wait 3 months because of a low plug. She'achin la'dogul miravava she'ish lahoros kavase she'mistaber taimo. Right? That the dogul miravava, that there are those who paskin like him. It makes sense what they're saying. We don't see anybody disagrees with Dagomir Vavav, Shebegir Shinisgayer, Huvi Ishto, Shaleka Kiyotzi Bezebi Yisro, where there's nobody like that, so I mean, we'll know who the parents are. Lo Gazru Kishaleka Chashash Havchana, Yishla Hakil Gambapir Sanida. Maybe there's no Gezera when there's no concern of Havchana. Maybe you should be Makel, even in the case of Pir Sanida. The Kavan Shiadua Mishalata im Tsricha Bishvil Nidas and Lachos Bitfila Hagiris period. And that Nidas and Lachos Bitfila Hagiris Adachar Svir Zayin. Right. The Kavan Shiadua Mishalata. Now I know from your question of whether she needs to wait im Tsricha Bishvil Nidas, whether she needs to wait to do the Tvila of the Geiris until after she counts Zayin Nikim. Sha'ata Rasadam Kader Hanashim. I mean, the Shaila was, does she have to wait the full period that a Jewish woman would have to wait? I mean, would she have to wait through the Zayin Nikiyim before she could go to the mikvah and be with her husband again, right? Or maybe she could go during the Zayin Nikiyim because her Nida never really counted as Nidus, right? A non-Jew isn't considered to be a Nida. So Moshe says, well, from the fact that you're asking the question of does she have to wait and conclude her 7 clean days before she could convert, that tells me that she's having her regular periods, right? That tells me that she's a regular Nida. So you could be Makil if it's impossible for her to leave her house. Deem efshar lahafrisha magimel chadashim ein tzorach levakish afayim. But if it's possible for her to separate for 3 months, we shouldn't be looking for heterim. So you're stuck in this, like, difficult spot here, right? And just finish off the paragraph. If it's possible, maybe you could have someone else move in there so that they'd be able to sort of be a monitor to make sure that they're in separate places. But if it's impossible, then I would permit for them to do the marriage immediately. So how does Rav Moshe Paskin in this case with regards to the woman who is in Ida, that is clearly not pregnant because of that? So Rav Moshe seems to say, like, yeah, that makes sense that one has the right, one should have the right to be makel and say that she doesn't have to wait the 3 months because we know that she's not pregnant. However, then Rav Moshe kind of pulls back at the end and says, yeah, but you know, maybe we should. Like, maybe we should try to be, if it's not so hard, so then maybe one should be, you should still try to be machmir on this question. So then you're stuck in sort of this, like, land of, what do you mean it's not so hard? It's always going to be hard. Like, you know, it's not an easy thing to tell a couple to just separate for 3 months. You know, whether they have, you can make a case it's easier with kids, you make a case it's easier without kids, but either way, it's not an easy thing to just say, go ahead and separate. But nevertheless, Rav Moshe seems to want to continue on and be machmir here. Now, if we could, so if we can quickly, Yeah, so that's the last tshuva here. So if we take a quick jump over to the tshuva from Rav Schirnbach, right? Oh, it's making me download it. Okay, well, I don't have to. I already have it here. So if you take a look to the tshuva, it's from a Word document. So Rav Schirnbach raises this question, right? The entire question being, would a woman have to wait 3 months when it's clear that she's not pregnant? And he quotes from Yerideya, and he quotes from the Dagel Meravava. And then he says that somebody at the end of the first paragraph, he says, and a posek brought me from the words of the Igros Moshe, who's makel if she was in Ida during that time, but it's clear that she's not pregnant. V'kol shekein, and certainly in this case, she'asu bedika, where she did a check and she saw that she was needed for 5 days. V'vade einamu, if she's certainly not pregnant. I'm not sure if he says she'asu bedika virasa. I mean, she also, I assume a bedika means a pregnancy test. I mean, she had a period and she did a pregnancy test. And therefore we know, then therefore, according to Rav Moshe, she wouldn't have to wait 3 months. So Amnam, however, suggests Rav Schirnbach, he says, Ikr divrei hagon tzarech iyun tuv. He's like, Rav Moshe is, you see, it changed from shlita to zatzal, but Rav Moshe's words are difficult. Shebezekeina hakol yodim de'lo shayach etzla inyan avchana. That it's not just about whether we know about her, it's about also whether other people can know about her. I mean, it's not just about, oh, we know that she was Anita. It's that everybody could tell that. So when it's an elderly woman, so everybody knows that it's not possible for her to be pregnant, and therefore you wouldn't require havchana. Ve'ein ligzer mishum Yisrael, shekai gavna ena el mishum lo plug. That we wouldn't have to have a gezeira mishum a different case of Yisrael. Then in this case, we don't have to worry about the lo plug. Aval beyisha tzir, but a young woman, v'rak pierce anida, and she just became anida, hinei lo yadu, nobody else knows shavchan bebedikos ubibruim she'ena muveres. Nobody else knows that we did all these checks to make sure she wasn't pregnant. Ve'yish ligzer, and therefore we should have the gezeira. L'chei nira demash etzrichu gimel chadashim hafrasha ena mishum lo plug, elahu midina. Right? This idea of waiting the 3 months, not just low plug, oh, we don't know when we don't know whether she's pregnant or not, but that's the halacha. I mean, it's everybody else needs to know. Because let's say she gets pregnant right away and then has the baby early. So people aren't going to know whether the kid's Jewish or whether it's not. There's always going to be that question. So Rav Moshe says, by the Dagel Meravava, by an older woman, maybe you have the right to be makel, but when it's a younger woman, it's not just about the beisdin knowing or the parents knowing. It's about everybody knowing. And it's hard for everybody to know that she took a pregnancy test or she became a nida in the meantime. And then so Rav Moshe says, Rav Shurmbach concludes by saying, also Rav Moshe concludes by saying, V'hamor lahaka l'sodin yasum miyakash nisgayru afshigaru v'garim yachad. And somebody who's mekel and does the marriage immediately after the gerus, kivin shnis barer she'enamu veris b'vadika near tamua, right? Just since we know that she's not pregnant, it seems to me a tamua. The gezeris gimel chadashim chamur v'lefianias daisi ein lahakel klal. And therefore, I don't think one should be makel at all. So we have, as far as I could, so several opinions here, right? So we have Rav Shurmbach saying no. He'll be makel. He's not going to argue on the Dagel Miravava from a couple hundred years ago, but he will argue on Rav Moshe and say, no, I don't think you could extend it beyond the older woman and extend it even to a younger woman, even when you did when she was a nida and even though she had a pregnancy test. You have Rav Moshe suggesting that possibly could. And not going, but not kind of pulling back a little bit at the end. As I mentioned last week that Rav Shachter, from what I understand, is most makel on this. He's one who had that chiddush that we mentioned last week. And again, the one time that this came up for me, although another time is coming up for me in the next couple of days, Mirza Hashem. But the one time this came up for me in the past, so Rav Shechter was straight up makel in a scenario. There he had to be lenient in the case of a couple that was converting. As I mentioned also, this is a little bit of a tough area between the Beis Din and the sponsoring rabbi, right? Sometimes they might be in conflict. I mean, the Beis Din is converting. So how much responsibility do they have for the rules that come after, right? So sometimes the Beis Din will give instructions, meaning after a divorce, the Beis Din will give instructions and say, by the way, you know, you're prohibited from ever marrying a Kohen again, and you're not allowed to marry anybody for another 3 months, right? So would they give that instruction in the Geirus as well? So I think they normally do, but you know, then you sort of get into, well, the rabbi might say you have the right to be makel on this shaila. So that's a sort of a question that is out there. How one would paskin. I remember I had a discussion a couple months ago with somebody who's a friend of mine who is very involved in these issues. And he said to me, I told my story with Rav Shechter, so he's the one who told me, yeah, Rav Shechter is a little bit more makel than the mainstream psak. He said the mainstream psak within the RC Batidinim is, like Rav Moshe said, to encourage havchana. They might see times to that one has the right to be makel and not require it, but they certainly encourage havchana. They would encourage the separation. As he said to me, yeah, our Batei Dinim try to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Meaning, you always have the ability to kind of cross out this halacha in Shulchan Aruch and say, oh, we can get around the 3 months by using the modern technology to resolve the issue. But he felt that most Batei Dinim are not comfortable just completely crossing out that sif in Shulchan Aruch. And they still attempt to require havchana unless there are some ulterior reasons not to. Correct. Yeah.
So conversion is deraisa?
No, conversion is for sure a din deraisa. I mean, Hilchos Geiris is for certainly a din deraisa. The Torah says that you can. Torah gives us the. There's a halach about converting in the Torah in Parshas Baal Oscha, and in that pasuk it says this is the way you'll do it l'doro seichem. So we assume that there's a halacha of conversion that will be for all generations, even if we don't have the ability to bring a korban, which is what's talked about in that pasuk. Now, beyond that, so we sort of finished, I shouldn't say, we kind of, actually, we, what? No. A get is also a din. All of them are dini d'oraisa, right? The idea of waiting 3 months, that's a din d'rabanan. Potentially. That's potentially a din d'rabanan. So in the truth is, I didn't look at this now, but you can actually kind of divide simon reish samach ches in Hilchos Geirish and reish samach tes in terms of Hilchos d'oraisa versus dini d'oraisa versus dini d'rabanan. Right, dini d'oraisa, the technical geirus itself, versus reish samach tes are sort of the things around it. And who are they allowed to marry afterwards? And this idea of waiting 3 months, etc. But what Rav Shechter was trying to say is that the idea after a get of waiting 3 months, that's a din d'rabanan. That's a, there's no, that you can't really trace to the Torah, to a pasuk in the Torah. But when it comes to, or I should almost say that's only necessary because of human fallibility. You would almost say, right? Plus, we can't necessarily tell where the child comes from. The halachos of gittin, by a conversion, that we would say d'oraisa, as we spoke last week, that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of the kiddush tel. That it's important to know the yichus of a person, to know exactly what their status is. I mean, by the gittin, we wouldn't really have that question. By geiris, we would. So because it's a fulfillment of that specific mitzvah, so if we could figure out another way of ascertaining that, so then let's go ahead and do that. So that's the question. How far are we willing to go along those lines? Okay. So the truth is, actually, I have to pull back on what I just said. I said Reish Samech Tes is all Dinei Derabanan, so that's only true until you get to Sif Yud Aleph. When you get to Sif Yud Aleph, so that's actually Din D'Oraisa. So if we could then jump back, could start on Siman Reish Yud Aleph, but there's a little bit more than meets the eye there. So if you go to the Beis Yosef, I don't have a copy of it. I thought most people would have it, but... Actually, I can. Let's quickly pull it up here. Actually, there's no Beis Yosef on Safaria. Ah, no, there it is.
May not have gotten to it.
No, I got it. I found it. It's on the bottom of the page. Beis Yosef, Simon. Reish Samech Tes. Okay. Found it. So. Pull this up. Okay, so that's a link to the page on Safaria if you want to see it. If you click that link, what comes up? Yeah, so go to where it says 26915. It says Linyan Din Ger Puzzle.
269 Beis Yosef?
Yes.
15.
So it says, if you look at the top, it says Yerodeya Simon 269.
13, 14, 15.
No, I'm looking at my safer. So in the safer, it's 11. If you're looking in the actual Beis Yosef, we're on page Kuf Tzadi Tes Yud Aleph, the bottom of that page. Ula Inyan. Yes, Ula Inyan. Ula Inyan Din Ger Pasul Ladun Dini Nefashas. And when it comes to a Linyan Din, about being a Dayan, so a ger is pasul from judging dini nefashos, meaning a ger cannot be on a beis din. And the Torah continues. Dini mamon is done afilu yisrael b'med v'armuim b'lo kafiyah. Okay, let's see what he says here. So in the, let's read in the Torah. The Torah gives a simple summary, and then we'll look in the Beis Yosef. It says, in the Torah, but now I realize the Safari people don't have it. All right, we'll quickly read the Torah and then go to the Beis Yosef. In Torah it says, Ulinyan din ger pasul ladun dini nefashos. A ger is not permitted to be on a beis din for dini nefashos. Aval b'dini mamonos dan afilu l'Yisrael. He's allowed to judge even for a Jew. Meaning he could be a dayan for a mamonos case. B'med dvar mamurim b'lo kafiyah. If we're not forcing anything. Shemekablu olav ladun. Meaning that the people accepted him as their dayan. About ayidei kviya, for him to step in with power. Pasul ladun Yisrael, achi hei imo mi Yisrael. He's not allowed to judge Jews. He's not allowed to be a dayan until his mother is Jewish. About eschavero ger kasher ladun afilu kviya. But for his friend who's a ger, he would be kasher to be a judge for him. Okay, the Gemara figures all this out. Ulchalitza pasul afilu kabli ala afilu chalitzas gerim kagon shaharsubli dasu bitusha ache avivim Yisrael. For when it comes to chalitza, to be a dayan in a chalitza case, that the Gemara deduces a specific pasuk to teach that it's required that both parents be Jewish. Okay? So where is this coming from? So this is coming from a Gemara towards the end of Maseches Yevamos. So in Kuf Al, so the Beis Yosef quotes from Perek Mitzvos Chalitza. Ger din right, but says Perek Mitzvos Chalitza, the top liner in Sefaria, he says Amar Rava, Ger don eschaveru dvar Torah, that a ger can judge his friend on a level of Deoraisa. Dichsiv som tasim alecha melech. So alecha hu debi'inon mikerev achecha, aval ger, som tasim alecha melech, alech, amar rav, ger don eschaveru, that a ger don eschaveru, dvar Torah, that he can judge a fellow convert, right, according to the Torah. That you can place upon yourself a king who Hashem shall choose. From your brothers, you should have a king on you. And a king means any type of sror, any type of responsibility. So, right, that only over for you that we require from your brothers. Meaning for a regular Jew, he requires a born Jew for to be their dayan, but a ger he could have his friend who is a ger. So if his mother is Jew, Donafili Yisrael, he could judge even Jews. But with chalitza, we're going to be machmer based on this extra pasuk of Vinikra Shemo be Yisrael. Okay, so what comes out here? That it sounds like there's some kind of limitation that is imposed upon a ger to do to be a dayan. Now we'll go through a little bit more about what this is, but just keep in mind what the stakes are, because the same way that we learn out that a ger in Sanhedrin, the same way that we learn out that a ger isn't supposed to be a dayan, is also where we learn out that a woman is not supposed to be a dayan, right? So we limit women from being rabbanim. So does that mean we also limit gerim from being rabbanim? So would we should you know the YU smicha program doesn't accept women to its program because they say they're not going to be permitted to be rabbis, so should they also reject gerim from their smicha program on that basis as well, right? So that's what the stakes are. So there's all of that, and then beyond that there's also further issues about who's in charge in terms of Mashkiach, for instance, as we'll see in Rav Moshe, he discusses the issue of Srara and things like that. So you can hire a ger to be a Mashkiach. So all of that sort of ties in with this question as to how far a ger is allowed to be. So the Chasav HaRash, so the Rush says, Perish Rashi, had the ein ger dun Yisrael, that's the end of Kuf Tzadi Tes, right, page Kuf Tzadi Tes, that which a ger can't judge Jews, hainu dini nefashos, about dini mamonos dun. Right, but he could judge mamonos. V'lo nehira, right? He says, but I don't quite get that. I mean, he quotes Rashi. He says, but I don't quite get that. All right, came into Dari Shlei Mikra. It's learned out from a pasuk. El bedini mamonos airi, right? V'hadam, that pasuk is learned out with regards to dini mamonos. V'hadam, even perek echad dini mamonos. Naturally, learn in Sanhedrin hakol ksheirin ladun dini mamonos leisui ger ladun ger chavero. It says that everybody could judge mamonos. That includes a ger. That's to judge gerim kamar. So it sounds like Gerim are not permitted to be Dayanim. So the Tema Imkein Had Amar Le Rav Shmuel Tanina Bevestin Shel Yisrael Velo Bevestin Shel Gerim. Right, that the Brisa teaches us to be a din of Jews and not of Gerim. Lamali Kra Linyan Chalitza Lemute Gerim Kevin Dafilu Shardinim Pasul. Right, why do I need the extra pasuk to exclude the Chalitza Halacha? Right, they're not allowed to be Dayanim in any case. Veishlomer De Itzterich Lepsulo Leposlo Afilu Chalitza Shel Gerim. He says number one, it's possibly to exclude them even from a chalitza of gerim, which is going to be a little hard to conjure up. How you're going to come up with a chalitza of gerim? But okay, I'll have to think about that. Shahaisa ho rasam leidasam bekdusha. The child of gerim where their conception was Jewish. Inami ikabilu alayhu hayakasho dini mamonos. Or if they're accepted, meaning the people have the right to say, you know what, we'll accept a ger as a dayan. So that would work by mamonos. So chalitza lo mehanya, but it wouldn't work. This kabbalah would not work by chalitza. Or ladin shel Yisrael hayakasher ladun below kviya. or they could judge Jews just without forcing. The lo shayach shima v'davar shel srara, where you don't require srara el b'kviya kehi v'perek acholi, and he quotes another case where earlier in Maseches Yevamos, where Rava permitted Rav Mari bar Rachel, who was the son of a ger, umenaya b'purse bavel, to be in charge of a community in Bavel, even though it says son tasim alecha melech, right? How would that be okay? Alma lo b'ina mikerav achecha el b'mili disrara v'kfiya v'chein, right? We only require this idea when it comes to idea of srara and kfiya. Okay? So there is a possibility of accepting gerim when it comes to be dayanim, but it's not, but it seems like we're still going to exclude them where in situations where srara is required. Okay? So that seems to be what comes out from this. So let's just see the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, and then maybe we'll call it a week, and then we'll see how this applies l'maisa next week. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, Reish Samach Tes Yud Aleph, Linyan Din Ger Kasher Ladun Dini Mamonos, that when it comes to judging, a ger is permitted to judge Dini Mamonos, V'hu Shetehe Imu Meyisrael, provided that his mother is Jewish, which it's unclear why you're even calling him a ger. But Aval Im Ein Imu Meyisrael, his mother is not Jewish, Pasol Ladun Es Yisrael, he's not permitted to judge Jewish cases, Aval L'chavero Ger Dun, but for his friend who's a ger, he could, period. But for a chalitza, it would be pasul, even if it's a chalitza of gerim, unless his father and mother are both Jews, which means that he's clearly not a ger, right? Okay, so that is the bottom line. So we seem to exclude a ger from doing Jewish things, unless it's the Jewish people accept him. But even then, it wouldn't be permitted to have srara. We're going to have to see how to define this idea of srara, this idea of being in charge. But he could judge gerim cases. Right? So that's a little detail. I'll just throw in one small detail. Does that mean that he's allowed to be on a beistin for gerim? Right? Can he be on a gerus beistin? Right? He's allowed to judge gerim cases. Could he be on a beistin gerus? So we'll see next week. That's a bit of a machlokas that comes up ad hayom hazeh. But maybe we'll save that for next week. I'm not sure if we're going to spend the whole week on Geirim. Maybe either next week we'll spend half on Geirim and begin Hilchos Sefer Torah, or we'll just have to spend the whole time finishing up the laws of Geirim. Okay? But good to see everybody. Yashar Koach.
What's the source for the Sorara business? Is that something from Malach HaMelech?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay. The other question I had was, I didn't really get to it, but in terms of the pregnancy, nowadays when you can determine who the father is, that doesn't change anything, does it?
Yeah, so I think if you look in the most recent traditions until coronavirus hit, Rabbi Bleich, there's this tradition journal that comes out from the RCA, and Rabbi Bleich has like a 40-page article in every one on some modern halachic topic. So the last three before coronavirus hit was Laws of DNA and Halacha, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3. So there it's discussed. I think Bati Dinam are very hesitant to go down the road of DNA because it opens up a very large can of worms in the other direction, right? And that is figuring out parenthood in the other meaning. Let's say a couple shows up in Baston saying we want to get divorced, and the husband says because she had an affair. Right. So she says, well, I want child support. The husband says, yeah, have the kid take a DNA test to prove it's my son. Right. So, okay, that's fine in terms of Hilchos Mamonos, but if it turns out the DNA proves that it's not the guy's son, that means the child's a mamzer, right? So are we going to rely on DNA to go, right? So my understanding, although I haven't read all of Rabbi Bleich's articles about it, is that Bati Dinam are very hesitant to go down that path. But it is, I know in, I think we did this on Shavuos night a couple of years ago. In the World Trade Center Chuvos, there was one case that they relied on mostly DNA evidence to figure out that to solve an Aguna problem, but they're again very hesitant to go down that road. Okay. All right. Yeah, Bob.
Joe. Yes.